This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Listen a little bit later for the key word in our Buckets and Bets promo. You're going to get a trip. You watch the tournament. Have a good time. Play some bets. So stay tuned for that keyword later in the program.
I would bet that the keyword is basketball related. That's just a crazy theory that I have.
It's a good vibe.
It's wild.
Yesterday when I got home, my daughter asked me what I was going to give up for Ash for Lent. Wednesday today.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And Catholics, at least good practicing Catholics, they will give up something for Lent.
They'll also go to church today on Ash Wednesday, which I know.
Drabby, are you going to go confess today? Is today a big confession day?
Well, probably not today. It's a little too busy, but definitely soon.
Soon. I gotta go tonight. You're due for a confession.
Got to go tonight.
Have you thought about some of your sins?
Well, you transgressed.
Why do you get such a kick out of that?
Because that's the funniest thing to me.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Any new ones? Like any sins that you haven't done before? Sin?
I mean, maybe new categories.
Debut a new sin.
Standard sins. Different genres.
I will be skipping that.
Yeah, so you're supposed to give up something for
Lent. I know
Lent,
you're surprised.
Biffle. And so my daughter asked me, she goes, "Dad, what are you giving up for Lent?"
Is your youngest is asking.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about it.
Right.
Cursing? You could do that easy.
I could do that easy. I'm not a big cursor.
So to do it, that's an easy out.
Well, I wanted to throw this out there.
Just, yeah.
And I wouldn't do this, but the thought was, what if I just gave up hooking it? It's 40 days.
Well, there's no chance I would do that.
You might die.
I mean, Superman,
you might
could
die.
Do that, but that's weird.
But I couldn't tell her that one.
I literally think you would die.
Yeah.
So I really only drink one soda a day. So that, I think, would be what I'm going to target.
Soda?
Well, that's not a big... I mean,
you're supposed to
sacrifice something.
Well, it is somewhat challenging because I do enjoy my soda that I have for lunch.
Cookies. Go ahead, give up
that's
cookies.
That's almost impossible.
Give up cookies. It's easier to give up hooking it than cookies?
No, I don't know. I haven't done 40 days, 40 nights. I'm not going to view.
I've never given up anything for 40 days. Probably for 4 days, let alone 40.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up anything.
I thought about cookies. Here's the
end
around.
I got an idea.
I told you, I'm going to be selfish.
Let's give up getting up at 4 a.m. for 40 days.
That's a great idea.
Here's the end around with the cookies. Because cookies is just a small category. And while
sugar.
I like cookies, I could easily have brownies instead or donuts.
Or just cut out sweets.
Yeah,
say, no sweets.
You would have to go that extra mile to acquire the brownies. But you're not going to make brownies. I would bet you don't even know how to make brownies.
I mean, I probably could pull it off.
I mean, all you do is buy
a box.
Yeah. I mean, but do you think he's ever done it?
No.
I know he hasn't done it.
Yeah, I'll die of doing it.
Yeah.
But if I go to... You know, one of the establishments that we frequent.
You think he knows how to make brownies?
If I go to one of the establishments we frequent, they have brownies.
Right. All right.
I mean, you know, a lot of times I go to places.
So cut out sugar.
And I'll get my sandwich, and then boom, I'll have a cookie with it after.
Cut out sugar. Now, I have a respect for you if you cut out sugar.
I don't think I'm capable. Because then you got to get rid of sodas. You got to get rid of cookies. You got to get rid of brownies.
Bread.
Sugars in bread?
Of course.
There's carbs. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
There's sugar,
sugar
in everything.
Everything
you eat has sugar.
So you're basically asking me to fast.
Yeah, you're on a hunger.
Everything you eat and drink, except water, there's sugar in it.
Except my coffee has zippy sugar.
Well.
Black.
And you actually enjoy that?
I've been. Drinking I don't really coffee enjoy it, but I'm. Here's the thing: I'm too lazy during the week to cut to like bring in creamer and do the whole sugar thing. So during the week, I drink it black like a real man. Yeah. Then on the weekend, I foof it up and I just dump all sorts of like French zero sugar French vanilla in it.
My wife, she knows I'm trying not to put sugar. This is a diet soda, although it does have 10 calories, so it's kind of technically breaking my fast. She gave me a French vanilla coffee. Was it creamer? It was just French vanilla in the beans, yeah, I guess, sure. Or whatever. Is that considered black coffee or no? Because I just drank it, French vanilla, yeah, I mean, you black
didn't
coffee.
Add, you didn't add
no any, creamer, no sugar.
I mean, it's a little foofier than just standard
regular
coffee. That was a little bit more palatable.
Does it look black?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. There's no cream or anything in it, but
just
I just felt
different
like
flavoring.
It actually had a little bit of a flavor. It wasn't as just...
You confused me on the French vanilla. I would have thought
you
it was...
Should try. Because I think it's the beans.
Yeah, yes. The beans have a different flavor. They're roasted in a different flavor.
It was actually a little bit more palatable.
Next one, you should try hazelnut. Yeah, if you like the French vanilla.
I like
vanilla,
the hazelnut
you'll
creamer.
You'll be a hazelnut guy.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Hazelnut blend.
Do you
blend.
Have any of that here?
No. Oh. Now, these just brought in some nice standard Brazilian...
I know. He's a Maxwell House
Brazilian
whatever.
Medium roast coffee.
Scratch and dent rack or whatever. It's Safeway.
This is actually a brand name. Pete's.
Oh, you get to he's a Pete's guy?
I mean, it was on sale.
Yeah, whatever's on sale. He's not brand loyal. He's sale loyal.
Yeah.
Which I respect. Friend.
My
respect
wife goes there all the time. Petey's.
What is Pete? It's a
just foofy coffee place. Kind of like Starbucks, but there's like not that many of them.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one right near my house. My wife's always there.
What's that place?
My
that
wife
you,
spends it, so much money on coffee. gets me bitter.
What's that the place that you did those reviews with the expensive grocery or whatever? What's that called with your daughter?
Erewhon.
Yeah. What's the purpose of that one? Like, why do they do that? Like, who's the customers for that? Just rich people?
Foofy people?
Like, well, I don't even you're understand
to,
that.
You're asking me to figure out Erewhon's strategic plan? That's I don't name. Know.
I think you would have a general understanding of it, because I don't.
That's the name of a grocery store
it's
chain?
A high, apparently, it's a high-end grocery store. I just watched like
I've never heard of
20
it.
Seconds of the, near the by of their reviews, and you know, it's like a little pint of ice cream is like $22
I think
or something.
The foofiest grocery store level I've gotten to is either a Whole Foods or a Wegmans.
No, this is like that.
I haven't gone
times
down 100.
Above that. It's crazy. Yeah, it's like you could buy one strawberry for like $12 or something. And it's like, I don't even understand it.
I've zero.
I don't even know. Have you ever heard of it, Valdez? Have you maybe seen
no,
it
but
online?
I have
here's
seen...
what I'm reading. It says, it's one of those places in Los Angeles where you'll likely spot celebrities. So maybe they jack up the prices because of celebrities. They call it a luxury store. Locations in Venice, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, Pasadena, other high-end areas.
I mean, so you're just going there to flex.
A luxury health store.
Sorry if I'm going to pass on a $9 strawberry. I don't get to see Kim Kardashian.
What were you going to say, Valdez?
No, I've seen someone, they bought one strawberry for $19.
Yeah,
well, that's absurd.
Yeah, I saw someone eat it and review it and everything.
Yeah, would they say it sucked? Or
no, they said it was silly. They said it was the best strawberry they ever had.
Well, better really? Be for 19 yeah. bucks.
No, the diet, it's got all their stuff is vegan, whole grains, local and seasonal fruits, vegetables, macrobiotic. I don't know. Yeah, my daughter brought me there.
So that's the idea.
I convinced her. She didn't want to take me
to
the airport.
Stuff?
And I said, what do you mean you're not going to drive me to the airport? She's like, you can take an Uber. I was like, just drive me to the airport. She's like, okay, if you do a review at Erewhon. And it apparently went viral, the one that she did with me. So it has like hundreds and thousands of views.
My guess is all of the food, the quality is just so top notch, top tier, that it goes along with the health aspect of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So like it's not just like crappy health food that you would get in the organic section of, of Giant. Mm-hmm. This is all stuff that tastes great.
Yeah. JP mentioned Uber, and you know, Jason has some bizarre deal with some company and he always gets a ride to Uber or ride to the airport.
It's a bizarre deal.
I just call Uber.
It's not a deal.
I just call Uber and I, you know, like any normal human, I use Uber to go to the airport. So I don't have to deal with the parking and the buses. And this is all, it's crazy. And you do all that stuff and it's end up being $100 to park anyway if you're gone for four days or something. So for some reason, Uber this week from my house to be at BWI, which is 25 to 30 minutes away, was $93 going. It was like $93. And then I have to tip on top of that, right? So it cost me $200-some dollars just to Uber to the airport.
I thought they get half the rate. I thought Uber drivers get half the rate.
Oh, I don't know if that's
I don't know
the
what they get. I have no idea what the their deal. Cut is. Maybe.
I don't know that much about it.
Still asks you for a tip.
It cost me $93 plus whatever the tip was. Now, I couldn't get the world's smallest car because we had a bunch of things we were bringing.
You got to get a big SUV.
We had to get an SUV.
Yeah.
But it was still more than normal.
You think maybe they know you're going to the airport, so it's a necessity, so there might be like a $10 surcharge?
No, I hadn't. Because you could see the rate. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, because I did put in where I was going. Maybe you're right.
Kensington to BWI?
It's 25 minutes.
But in traffic, it could take a long time.
It didn't, trust me, it didn't take that long. It was like 30 minutes. It was normal.
The money's just normal flying traffic, out the window.
But it was just, the price, I was like, is it surge price? Like, what's going on?
I had surge pricing in L.A.
I might start with the Lyft again or something.
You know what you should have done? Is you should have took a spot in Linthicum and see if it was just as much.
What do you mean?
Just like, that's where BWI Airport is. See if they're like just trying to bend you over.
Just put in a hotel right next to the airport. And see what they
like a Sawmill Park.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because it was the same coming back. I was like, well, maybe it's just a weird thing. Maybe there's just something going on. And then when I got the Uber back home, same thing. $97 plus whatever tip.
Uber driver, can you drop me off right in front of?
Yeah, I mean, you probably would have been better off the parking garage.
Well, I would have been better off parking. Yeah. For sure, it cost me money. But it is a pain in my ass. It's fine, whatever. But I'm just blown away at how much it is. And did I tell you this? Because I've been telling so many people, because I've been so stunned by it, that booking a flight to Atlanta, did I tell you how much it was?
$500.
It's $400 to go. It says $400 round trip per ticket, right? I'm going, oh, great, $400. Mm-hmm. But then I have to do the return ticket, right? So when I'm doing it online or whatever.
Right.
So then I have a return ticket. And any times it's viable for me, that's nonstop, the lowest I could find with that particular airline, and we do the Southwest, United, they're nothing extraordinary. $800 each way. It's like $4,500
just to fly to Atlanta.
To fly to a freaking Atlanta.
Dagger!
I mean, Atlanta. It's like,
hold on. It's $800 round
to
trip.
Come back. No. It's $400 one way.
Yeah.
Per ticket.
Yeah.
That's $1,200.
Yeah.
And then it's $800 each ticket. It's at the end of the month, so I don't know if it's because it's so close to the date. I don't know what. Remember, I told you my daughter wants me to change because she don't want to fly out of Reagan. She's spooked because she saw the plane thing.
So you're paying $1,200 per ticket round trip to go to Atlanta. I would have canceled
Atlanta.
The trip.
Yeah, you're not flying to Hawaii. You're going to freaking Atlanta.
That doesn't even sound right,
dude. I'm telling you, I tried to use my miles, but I've been using too many miles.
That doesn't sound right.
It's bizarre, man.
I'm flying to Hilton Head in May, and I booked it probably a month before. $250 nonstop.
Nice.
I agree. I'm stunned. I've never seen ticket prices this expensive. I don't know what it is.
It's the Eric Bickle tax.
Maybe there's something going on in Atlanta that weekend or something. Maybe it's the end of the month. Is there some holiday or something at the end of this month? Like, when's Easter?
I mean, Easter's like, I think it's late this year, but I don't know. I think it's April sometime.
It's in about 40 days, Cakes.
Maybe there's something going on. Shocking.
That just doesn't sound right. Even if there's end of the month, that's something wrong there. Sorry. Something's wrong there.
I didn't do it wrong.
Did you go to the airline website or did you go to one of the travel sites?
I go where I go because I have miles. I go to united.com or whatever. Then I think we looked at some of the others. I might have found one or two that's $100 less or something. Mm. It's crazy.
Jeez.
I don't know that that's necessarily all
the
time.
You know what? This is why I don't go anywhere.
That's why you stay at home.
That's crazy.
I'll drive.
Right.
I'll drive somewhere.
And it'll cost me $200 to get to the freaking airport.
Yeah.
On top of it.
The money is just going like this.
Yeah. His money's literally flying away.
Oh, and is that for volleyball, too?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Danny Cannell, I believe it was, or maybe it was Orlovsky, lamenting that their daughter plays on travel volleyball. And he was like, he goes, this is ridiculous. He goes, it wasn't like this when I was a kid. He was like, why the hell am I drinking? He was like, why am I going all over the country for volleyball?
I think he listed a bunch of places. Yeah. I saw a place EB's going.
Yeah. I'll probably see him there.
Same
I see so many athletes when I'm out there. So many big, tall dudes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. Big, tall moms, too. You see some tall moms.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he was also complaining about, or maybe it was Orlovsky in the comments below, about practice 3 times a week for his 9-year-old. And I'm like, that's not a stretch. If you're playing, even rec league, I remember.
At nine? Maybe at nine. It's a little intense. Maybe at nine, three's a lot.
I felt like when I played football at age 9, we had practice every day.
Really? I wish I played football when I was little. That was that so fun?
Builds character. Something you're
was
lacking.
That so fun for wow.
Pop Warner.
I have character flaws.
nothing like being part of a team.
There's nothing like being part of a team. I was part of plenty of teams. But I would have just had, at 9 years old, putting all the gear on and hitting each other. It doesn't even really hurt that much because you're still little. And
it could explain my questionable decision making later in life.
Really?
Yeah. CTE, ESPN.
Yeah.
Playing tackle football at age 8.
God, I wish I
while
did
your
that.
Brain is still mush, it's still developing.
That just looks like, anytime I see little kids playing football, it looks like
I need to know what
thing.
Position Dred played.
Yeah, would you play?
Think center? You think I wasn't the running back?
Oh, you're the running back.
I was.
Yeah. That's awesome. Maybe my next life case.
Football's
maybe.
The most fun, man.
Maybe
I miss
you'll try it.
I miss coaching flag football, and I got an email yesterday that my
in.
School is or Isabella's school is looking for coaches for flag football. Now I'm too busy because I'm coaching soccer and I just don't have the time to do it right now. But I might come back.
Look at you. Get
I got a good playbook, Cakes. I'm confident in my playbook.
Very good.
On young, super non-competitive flag football. That's what I'm good
is
at.
Is it in like a binder? Or is it just in your head?
It's right here.
Can't be
it's
that
right
good.
Here.
Can't be that good.
Yeah, I can adjust the defenses on the fly. I like to make adjustments, EP. They run zone, I run levels. I know how to take out safeties. I run man-to-man. You just crisscross, run pick plays, essentially. All right, when we come back, let's get into some of the stuff that went down over in the sports world yesterday. When I was here yesterday, the Davante Adams news broke. Lot of NFL buzz about quarterbacks, franchise tags. We'll get into all that next here on the Junkies.